The Stark County Grand Jury has indicted a former East Canton police officer on charges of theft in office and theft. The secret indictment for 52-year-old Brian Pittman of Louisville was issued last month. He pleaded not guilty during his arraignment Friday in Common Pleas Court. Pittman is accused of submitting false records to be paid for hours he didn't work. The indictment states he took $1,000 or more, but less than $7,500. The alleged activity occurred between June 2024 and January of this year. Pittman resigned in January after more than 2 years with the department. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for August 25th. The Stark County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Alliance City Council will see an ordinance tonight concerning street paving. It says the last pavement condition assessment in 2022 was valuable in deciding the streets to be resurfaced over the next three cycles, but is now outdated. A new assessment will be considered at a cost of $30,000. Council will also see legislation to authorize the purchase of two police cruisers. The Safety Service Director would spend up to $114,000 with the state's cooperative purchase programs or from the lowest bidder. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has secured indictments against 10 Ohioans accused with Medicaid fraud and theft. 9 home health aides and 1 provider of home-delivered meals allegedly billed about $1.9 million for services they did not provide. 2 of those charged are from Canton. 52-year-old Toya Hale and a client were engaged in a kickback scheme that netted them over $10,000. 50-year-old Serena Powell of Canton allegedly used her mother's name and provider credentials to bill Medicaid for services totaling over $5,700. Shearer's Foods is expanding to a former General Motors plant in southwest Ohio. GM operated an automotive paint plant at the Moraine site for many years before it ceased operations in 2008. Massillon-based Shearer's will produce corn, potato, and tortilla chips in single-serve bags and multi-packs. The company will start up the equipment at the new facility in October or November, with the tortilla line starting December 1st, followed by corn chips and potato chips in early 2026. Expanded production is expected later that year. Shearer's says the landlord had taken measures to allow for food production before Shearer's moved in. It will be the company's 17th production facility. The Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal two-vehicle crash in Portage County. It happened shortly before 2 p.m. Friday in Ruthstown Township. 80-year-old Brian Tuohy of Pepper Pike was driving a car eastbound on Sandy Lake Road when he failed to yield at a stop sign at State Route 5. The vehicle collided with a pickup truck heading southwest on Route 5. Tuohy and the other driver, a 41-year-old North Canton man, were taken to University Hospital's Portage Medical Center. Tuohy died of his injuries. Drugs and alcohol are not suspected factors in the crash. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts. The United School District has unveiled its new K-12 building in Hanoverton. The 16,000-square-foot facility was dedicated Saturday. The nearly $50 million building was paid for with $28.9 million in state funding through the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission. The remainder was covered by revenue from the Nexus Gas Pipeline and a nearby compression station. Construction began in May 2023. Most of the previous facility was demolished last month, with a portion salvaged for renovation. Youngstown police are investigating a shooting on the city's south side that occurred Sunday morning. Officers responding to the intersection of Market Street and Florida Avenue just before 5:30, found 3 women with gunshot wounds. The victims, ages 27, 29, and 32, were taken to Mercy Health. They were listed in stable condition. According to WFMJ-TV, police requested assistance from outside agencies for crowd control. A convicted sex offender arrested in Youngstown after illegally re-entering the United States following deportation to Guatemala is headed to prison. 66-year-old Badilio Ramos was sentenced today by federal judge Pamela Barker to 18 months behind bars. He was given credit for time served and ordered to serve 3 years probation. Ramos pleaded guilty in May to 1 count of illegal re-entry of a removed alien. The Guatemalan national was picked up after authorities received a tip about his status as a sex offender. Ramos previously admitted to entering the U.S. in 1990 on a commercial visa. He was later convicted of molesting a child, served 2.5 years in prison, and was deported. Ramos later re-entered the U.S. and was living in Youngstown for 2 years at the time of his arrest. The owner of the former Trumbull Regional Medical Center in Warren and Hillside Rehabilitation in Howland is being sued by a staffing agency. Advantage Staffing Services alleges Insight Health System hasn't paid them since October 2024. Advantage had worked with the hospital's previous owner, Steward Healthcare, from April 2021 until last September. That's when Insight became responsible for paying for staffing services. Unpaid invoices between October 2024 and February of this year total about $304,000, plus roughly $26,000 in interest. Advantage is demanding Insight pay the amount, as well as attorney fees. Foxconn has confirmed future plans for its Lordstown plant. According to Reuters, Chairman Young Liu said SoftBank purchased the facility and, along with Foxconn, will manufacture data center equipment as part of the Stargate project to advance artificial intelligence infrastructure in the U.S. Foxconn announced earlier this month that it sold the plant and suggested it would continue to operate at the facility. It says the decision was made to enable greater financial flexibility. Foxconn purchased the former General Motors plant in 2022. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.